how cool are Google Maps? I mean, you can literally travel down streets in faraway cities and check out the neighborhood and have a little bit of a sticky beak around to a place you may never get to. Well, what about traveling the ocean floor? How cool would that be? Well, it's kind of possible, right? Underwater Earth is a not-for-profit founded in 2010 by a group of communication specialists. Now, they had a common love. And what's that common love? They share a passion for the ocean and a belief in the power of storytelling. Lorna Parry is the co-founder and managing director of Underwater Earth, and she joins us this morning to talk more about this amazing organization. Lorna, good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for inviting us on. Wonderful to be here and chatting about
passion. Know. It's so cool. So how did it all start?
Well, you talked about us all being advertising, media, art, corporate beings. And we all just fancied doing something for the ocean in our spare time. We decided to set up a non-profit. Because of our background and our sort of the way that we understand how the sort of the corporate world works and the advertising communications world works, we thought, well, this is a bit of an advertising issue. What do we want to do about the ocean? What do we want to do? We realized that so many people see the ocean as a flat surface that you look out at, and they don't really understand the concept of what's underneath the water. Underneath that surface, you know, we use this language out of sight, out of mind. We've used it for 10 years. People just do not know what's happening underneath the surface of the ocean. So for us, it was all about revealing the ocean. If you get people to understand what's under the ocean, the magic of the ocean, just all the, you know, quirky little creatures and how important the whole ecosystem is, we actually get people to feel passionate about the ocean. Then they're going to start caring about it and protecting it.
Yeah.
It was an advertising issue for us.
Yeah, right.
Get people inspired. Yeah.
And get them kind of engaged.
And we took this, it's a brilliant story, we took this idea to Google going, you know, we need to do Google Street View underwater because this is a perfect way to get people under the water without getting wet. And like, yes, they said to us, we've been trying to do this, but we keep failing. If you can make it work, we will support you. And so it was just a brilliant alignment of opportunities. We were also courting an insurance company that was back then was called Catlin, and they had, rather than sponsor football teams, they had this vision to sponsor completely unique programs of activity, and they loved what we were doing, and they said, okay, here's the money, build the camera and proof test it.
Oh my
and
God.
We did.
I just got goosebumps for you because,
yeah,
like, that's the dream, right? People go like, oh, I'll just go talk to Google and maybe they'll get on board. And you guys did it.
I know. Went across to the US and met key people over in Mountain View, California. And it just sort of went gangbusters from there.
And so did you have to build the what kind of equipment are you guys using? Yeah, okay.
People love our camera systems. So the main camera, and there's four of them in existence, is the SV2 camera. So this camera is a military grade scooter, and it's got a designed head that holds three SLR cameras in it and an underwater tablet that is synced to the camera, all three cameras, so that they can fire at the same time underwater. And this scooter can travel at 2 kilometers. An hour underwater and can take up to 2,000 images in a dive.
Each
of those images is a set of three. You stitch those together and it makes a 360-degree image, which in essence is a bubble that you can explore. And so each of those bubbles is put onto Google Street View, joined together so that you can travel under the ocean. We've been to over 70 different locations around the globe now.
Oh, wow.
People can travel underwater in so many different locations.
Yeah, because
a vast amount of virtual diving.
That's exactly what I was just saying before on air, that I'm a bit claustrophobic, so diving to me just seems like crazy. But I was saying, like, this is an amazing way for people who can't swim, or if you're older, or maybe you're younger, like you've got children and they're not scuba diving, you can get in and under the ocean and check it out. So what does success look like for your organization?
Well, we've used the images to create Google Street View, but they also then go into Google Earth, and they also go into education programs. So the success to us is about taking as many people as possible virtual diving, but also getting them to feel and understand what they're looking at. So overlaying it with information, facts and figures and interesting stories that really engage people, so that you are becoming more ocean literate. You are beginning to understand, you know, so much more about the ocean, feeling that sense of adventure and passion and intrigue, igniting that in the younger people is just, you know, a foundation aspect of what we do. You know, we're a charity. That's our mission, is to really engage people with the ocean. If the children of this world are excited about the ocean, understand its importance and the issues, then they will start fixing the issues. And that's, in essence, what we need to do.
Yeah.
Because without a healthy planet, ocean, we don't have a healthy planet.
Yeah.
Critical that people know all about the ocean and become ocean lovers.
Yeah. One last question before I let you go, Lorna. I am sure you have had some amazing days at work for Underwater Earth. Can you tell us about one of your best days?
Well, we get asked this a lot. And so I actually have a real mix. I'll be very quick, but, you know, been to Galapagos and worked with the Galapagos National Park on their patrol vessel, spent 2 weeks diving with hammerheads and sea lions. We had an amazing film called Chasing Coral that was made about our work, and we were at Sundance Film Festival and we won the Audience Award back in 2017 for Best US Doco. But probably the humble moments where it really, really captures me, standing in a classroom, talking to children, taking them virtual diving, explaining all the stories, seeing their reactions, it's just pure magic. So,
I think back to the children
all the time. Yeah. If we can get them really engaged in the ocean, then we know we're doing our job well.
Yeah. And Lorna, so where can people like go and view the, is it just, do they head to Underwater Earth, the website?
Underwater Earth, the website, is a perfect starting point because we have links into platforms such as Google Arts and Culture, into the Street View platform, so people can discover our work. That would be the best starting point.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, we'll link that to the show notes when we post it to the website. Lorna Parry, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I think it's just a really, really fantastic initiative, and all the best.
Thank you so much, really. Have a lovely day.